Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey told the Senate Intelligence Committee Wednesday that they are better prepared to combat foreign interference on their platforms. This comes almost a year after both companies told the same panel that Russia used inauthentic accounts to spread confusing messaging around the 2016 election. Google had been invited to testify at the Senate Intelligence Committee as well, but declined to send Larry Page, the chief executive officer of Google's parent company, Alphabet. Snap introduced two new styles of its Spectacle 2 glasses, first introduced in April. The new styles are called Veronica and Nico with polarized lenses and black semi-soft cases instead of the bright yellow hard case you got with the original Spectacles 2. Both are available starting today for $199 in limited quantities. This fall, they'll also be sold at select Nordstrom and Neiman Marcus stores in the U.S. and a variety of retailers across Europe. Snap's partner Lensable will continue to let customers order prescription lenses as well for their glasses. According to new research from the Pew Research Center surveying U.S. adults conducted from May 29th through June 11th, 42% of Facebook users say they've taken a break from the network in the past year. 54% of Facebook users aged 19 and older say they've adjusted their privacy settings in the past 12 months. And around 42% say they've taken a break from checking the platform for several weeks or more at a time. 26% say they've deleted the Facebook app from their cell phone, and 74% of Facebook users say they've taken at least one of these three actions in the past year. BitTorrent publicly launched its new BitTorrent client, uTorrent Web, which was in beta for years. uTorrent Web handles all downloading and playback from within the browser, and like uTorrent, uTorrent Web can play audio and video files before they finish downloading. uTorrent Web is only available for Windows for now. Vimeo CEO Anjali Sood tells Axios that the company is changing its business to focus on selling software tools to its community instead of being a video viewing destination. Sood says this allows Vimeo to go after a less competitive social software as a service market focusing on stock images and video. Vimeo will now sell Vimeo Stock, a software tool for creators like Getty Images or Shutterstock. Theranos is shutting down its business, according to an email that Theranos CEO David Taylor sent shareholders and obtained by the Wall Street Journal. Theranos once claimed a cheaper, more efficient alternative to traditional medical tests until a Wall Street Journal investigation in 2015 exposed inconsistencies in the company's tech and accuracy. Theranos founder and former CEO Elizabeth Holmes was indicted on federal wire fraud charges in June. Prosecutors say that Holmes and the company's former COO and president, Ramesh Balwari, engaged in a multi-million dollar scheme to defraud investors, as well as a scheme to defraud doctors and patients. In other research news, a team from Northwestern University and the University of Massachusetts Amherst, published by Bloomberg, shows that Netflix and YouTube are the most throttled services by telecoms. All four big carriers in the U.S. now offer unlimited data plans that restrict streaming video on mobile devices to 480p by default. The research was conducted by monitoring about 100,000 users who signed up for a mobile app called WeHe, which monitored network traffic to determine when an app experienced differentiation. AT&T and Verizon showed to be throttling the most, differentiating delivery speeds for streaming video, 8,398 and 11,100 times, respectively. T-Mobile and Sprint differentiated traffic 3,900 times and 339 times, respectively. Amazon announced it's ordering 20,000 Mercedes-Benz vans from Daimler AG to build out its delivery fleet and have small businesses carry an excess supply of packages. Amazon said back in June it would soon let entrepreneurs create delivery companies employing up to 100 drivers and leasing between about 20 and 40 vans displaying Amazon's logo. And finally, Google launched Dataset Search as a companion to Google Scholar, the company's search engine for academic studies and reports. Universities, governments, and other institutions that publish their data online will need to include metadata tags in their web pages that describe their data, including who created it, when it was published, how it was collected, and so on. This information will then be indexed by Google and combined with information from the Knowledge Graph. Google tells The Verge the goal is to unify the tens of thousands of different repositories for datasets online. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.